Science can't explain everything. Just because you can't see me doesn't mean I'm not here.
Thank you for joining me, everyone, and welcome to Paranormal Encounters podcast series. My name is Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz. I am the host and the producer of this show. Sit back, grab yourself some popcorn, and let's get started.
Be careful what you whisper.
Yes, indeed. Let's get started here. Tonight we have a very interesting person with us. Debbie Griggs is in the house, and she is a photopsychic. She has done world predictions. She has worked on and found nearly 12 missing person cases, and she is just simply that gifted and that good. So sit back and enjoy Debbie Griggs.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
World predictions, finding missing people, and giving life-changing readings. My guest today, Debbie Griggs, is not only a photopsychic, healer, and medium, but she can also give life-changing readings of past, present, and future by looking into your eyes or photos of your loved ones. Debbie has clients from around the world, including Hollywood actors and high-placed people. She is a sought-after speaker and workshop presenter and frequently travels around the country sharing her gifts. Debbie has done numerous international readings and also has a YouTube podcast where every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, she gives world predictions. She also is on TikTok, and she is also on Facebook. Debbie has helped find nearly 12 missing people and helped work with the police department on cold cases. We had a lot to discuss this evening, and a very interesting discussion it was. So please sit back and appreciate and enjoy my guest this evening, Debbie Griggs. Well, hello, Debbie, and thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Good to have you, and I know this is going to be a very fascinating show with you. Debbie has a real interesting background, and as we evolve and go through this show, I think you're going to learn a little bit more from her than perhaps maybe my other guests. So, as they say, sit down and take notes. So, Debbie, what I usually do with my shows when I start them out is I usually ask my guests, we establish a foundation about where they've been and then how we evolve them throughout time. And I want you to go back to maybe one of your younger years, earlier years that you can recall and remember when you had discovered your abilities, or if you had a situation that made you think twice and then start to question. Where did that all start for you?
Well, it started quite early. I even remember, believe it or not, being in the crib and Spirit saying, don't cry, because it's not going to make it any better. So, but let me jump to like when I was around 12. Okay. I would have world predictions. At that time, we only had like six channels. Do you know what I mean? Ding, ding, ding. And it we didn't have the remote and all that stuff. And my dad would watch the news all the time. And so I remember being about 11, 12 years old, and I would have dreams of like a plane crash or a train crash or, you know, protesting or whatever. And then I would get up the next day and then I would see it on TV. And at the time I was a child, I was like, you know, am I causing this? Is this happening? Da, 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 da. And I couldn't really talk to my family about my abilities. You know, I asked Spirit at that time, please kind of take this away from me, because I was going through life. It was a hard life. And I was like, could you please take this away from me? Because I was a kind of a scared girl. I would see things and predict things. And I also would say things to like the nuns, you know, like, oh, this and this and this happened, and they'd get upset. So it seemed like every time I would give some kind of information or foreseen, I would get chastised for it. So to me as a little girl, I was like, okay, maybe this is not something I should be doing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And my dad didn't believe in any of this stuff. And my mom kind of kept the secret because my family is all from Holland. My parents were born there. My brother and sister were born there. So I never really met my grandparents or great grandparents or anything like that. So down the road, it kind of slipped out. My mom's like, oh yeah, my mom had it, but my grandmother, so which would be my great grandmother, really had it strong to the point in Holland, she would, she told people get up on ground, get up to the, you know, get higher up on ground because Holland is under the sea level. Do you know what I mean? And so she sort of saw this hurricane or this wave coming along. What people were saying, she was crazy. Yeah, really. Listen to that lady. She's telling us that it's blue skies. You know, she's telling us, and lo and behold, the water came. So it's kind of like that. That it goes in the family. Do you know what I mean? It's in my DNA. I can't hide from it. I mean, I try to hide from it many years ago. You know, just a few years ago, I kind of hide from it, but I had a near death and that kind of spirit told me, you came here to do what you're doing, what I'm doing now. And if you choose to pass now, either choose to pass now or choose to do this for the world. And I'm like, okay, I guess I will do this for the world because I have kids and grandkids and, you know, I think they would miss me.
maybe no. Just a little bit.
Just a tish.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? And I know right now for those of you who are watching this program, because I also have listeners from all over the world, what's really very interesting about this show tonight as well is that Debbie and I are both wearing the color blue. And why that is interesting is we didn't plan this. And yeah. So here's the other thing interesting though, Debbie. So, you know, it's almost like talking to my twin because when Debbie watches this program back and sees it for the very first time, the very thing what Debbie's going to see is when I was about 4 or 5 years old, I was also having world premonitions. And yes. And not only that, it was civil unrest, airplane crashes, anything that was horrible. And I also thought, and people have heard this from me well before Debbie and I have spoken today, that I felt like I was causing all of that. And I did at one point also ask for it to stop. Please stop this, because every time I turn around, something weird goes on. I can see it happening or whatever. And it was driving me a little bit batty. And I also grew up in a family that didn't necessarily buy into a lot of this paranormal and or whatever you want to call it, visionary stuff. And so I just needed to bring that out, because for those of you who are watching this program, you will find that maybe by the end of it, Debbie and I may have more in common than we realize. And not only that, I know someone from Holland, and I just got back from Holland. And so I didn't realize it was a small world. So one of the things that I noted in your introduction was that you also come from a line of psychics as well. Who in your family were psychics that you became aware of over time, and how did that all play out?
Well, like I was saying, it was through my mom's side, and I really feel like my dad had a little bit of it too, but I feel like it was through my mom's side. Like my mom maybe have just a little bit, you know, and her mom, but it was my great grandmother, you know what I'm saying, that was very, very in tune. It was kind of like she was an elder in the town, and people would come to her, and she didn't do it as a job, but you know how people gravitate to you if you have the knowing, you know, people, no matter where you're at, all of a sudden gravitate to you. So I heard stories of that. Like I said, she did kind of like world predictions, like, okay, a wave's coming, or this is happening, or the war is coming, or get ready for the war, or get ready for this or that. So it came from that lineage. And I feel like my daughter and my son have their kind of their own intuition. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I feel like my grandson, I keep on saying that to my daughter. I'm like, I think my grandson's got it too. So it's just kind of going through the lineage, even if we want to ignore it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Would you say the strongest part of your psychicness is your ability to see or foresee these world events unfolding, and how do they unfold? They did unfold in my dreams, and I saw them on television the next day, which is what happened with me to validate my own experiences. How did you say you also had the same thing?
Well, I have the same thing. I have a kind of a, like a knowing, you know, like if I was like talking to a policeman for trying to find someone, or here's a really good example. I did a YouTube prediction for Harry and Meghan when they were getting married. And I predicted on there that they were going to live in California, that they were going to live in the States. And I got a lot of backlashing on that. They can't do that. They're not going to do that. How they can't do that. They're living in England. They're part of the royal. And I'm like, I just have this knowing. Spirit will go, nope, this is what's going to be happening. It just, a knowing comes through. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes I get a knowing, or sometimes I'll wake up. You know, when you wake up and then you're kind of awake, but you're not awake.
Yeah.
And then I'll get comments. I'll get a knowing through that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of times I'll get that. Spirit will go, okay, sit up and start writing what's going to be coming through.
Yeah. Do you know what the hardest part is? I think for what I've at least read about or have heard about over time is that it's really tough as someone who is an exceptional psychic or someone who can maybe see things or whatever. And I'm going to give an example for you of what it was like for me to work in law. And I worked in law for 8 years. And so one of the things that we discussed at some point in law was, if somebody came and they said, I know where, here's just a plain example. I know where the body is. How do you know where the body is? Da, 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 da. Well, I'm psychic. I can see where the body of this person is, yada, yada, yada. But what happens is that depending on the field that you're in, the police are trained a certain way. The lawyers are trained a certain way, you know, including myself. I'm not a lawyer. I was a paralegal, but I was also undercover investigator for a little bit and stuff. But I also had high intuition and stuff like that. Well, what happens, especially when someone comes and they want to make a report, is depending on how people are trained in their fields is how they're going to be received and spoken back to in this type of field. So let's say you know where the body is. You can see this vision. You know where the body is. Da 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 da. One of the very first things the police will do, oftentimes, is they will look at you as you being the suspect. Well, if you know where the body is, then you must have had something to do with it. Same thing in law. Well, I know this. I know that. How do you know that? How do you, you know, da da da? How do you know that? Then people don't look at the person who is like the messenger as the innocent person. They look at the messenger as being part of the situation. And so I don't know. Have you run into that? I'm going to ask that as a next question. Have you ever run into that? Yeah.
Because I'll get people asking me like through Facebook Messenger or things because they know. Because I found a missing person. I mean, to verbatim, I knew where she was and everything in Brazil. I was in California. My friend was in another town. So I was connecting with her and she was connecting to a person that was in this town that she lived in. And so I was like, okay, she's here. This and this and this is going on. So when I found the person, literally I found the person. And to the point, it's another story. The spirit even told me, thank you. The last time I was in Brazil, the spirit even told me, thank you for finding me. But what I've noticed is, and I've helped find at least 12 missing people verbatim to find where they are. They don't tell the cops because I don't get any acknowledgement. I haven't gotten any acknowledgement. I don't get any. I'll say, oh, so did you tell the police department? And they're like, oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No way. So So I'm like, oh, so you're saying that you thought that, that would happen? You know what I mean? Are you taking some of the credit? Some people did that. Some people are like, no, I wasn't going to tell the cops. I was talking to a psychic. Do you know what I'm saying? So I get it that way. Would I love to work with the police department? You bet. I definitely would love to work with Indigenous, missing Indigenous people. If I connect to the spirit, and am I saying I connect to all the spirits? No. But if that spirit wants to connect with me, and I'm not saying I'm a medium either. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm a medium, but I can do some medium, but I'm not like this ultimate medium person. But if the spirit wants to talk to me, it will tell they, and usually it's a lot of time female, but I have found male. They'll be really strong. I'll be just like adamant. I'll be just like, nope, 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 nope. And I've even had it where I did work with a detective, and it was kind of like outside of the police department. And I was like, he was saying, no, Debbie, this is the evidence. No, this, what you're telling me is wrong. I have evidence that you are wrong. And I said, I don't care. It's telling me that, you know, her shoes and socks are off and da 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 when she got murdered and da 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 da. And he's like, no, we have it on evidence. I'm like, I don't know. She keeps on telling me her shoes and socks were off. And this was a case that was a cold case that was like 45 years old. And so you can look it up on Google. You did it up because they typed it there. So all that information is not on the internet at all. Okay. And so he took that big binder of where they, you know, that typing ting kind of thing from the 70s. And he went through the report. The next time I saw him, he's like, you need to come over here and read this. And it said, we feel like the person that got assaulted had her shoes and socks off. And I was just like, see, yeah. You know, so it's like that kind of thing where I have to fight.
Yeah.
And to me it's, and I keep on asking the universe, God, Buddha, whatever anybody believes in. I'm like, you give me this gift, but you're not letting me connect with anybody where I can use this gift.
Right.
So some parts of it, I'm like, I don't understand that. You give me this beautiful gift, bring the detective or bring the people to me so that I can help them. See what I'm saying? So that's my kind of my little frustration, my little tweak.
Well, and I'm going to premise this just a little bit because you mentioned something here that I need to also bring out. Not every single police department will turn you away. There will be police departments, and some of these will never admit this to you, that actually use psychics as a way of helping them to solve one of their cases or more of their cases. And I know this and stuff, but they, in a way, I don't even want to call it an embarrassment, but it's not like they're embarrassed. But again, I have to emphasize protocol.
Right.
I have to emphasize the way, and just again, remember this, people, the way doctors are trained, the way police people are trained, the way lawyers are trained, et cetera, et cetera. We're all trained a little differently, and we follow these protocols and we follow this line of thinking that is not always the same as whatever. So, yes, there was a case here in Minnesota. I think they just solved it after years and years and years of this kid being missing. And I think many times people have probably said, this kid is located here, whatever, whatever. And I think he was found on this property behind the house or something, buried there after all going on a wild goose chase. Well, it's not as easy as it is sometimes. Sometimes if they don't have a reason to dig up a property, or they're digging in the wrong spot, you know, now you've dug up somebody's property, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, a lot that goes along with this, but I agree with you 100%. Isn't it frustrating to actually have these visions or you just know because you keep getting this nagging thing? I know what that nagging thing feels like. I'm not a claimed psychic, but I keep saying to people sometimes, I'm sorry, something is very adamant here and I have to go with what I'm feeling right now. And this is what I'm feeling. Very interesting stuff, but I wanted to point that out on this show to people so you can learn a little bit more about how complicated it can be to actually be able to do this work or have these gifts and not be able to hit the bell, you know, and get it done and over with, because there's a lot of mess that you have to go through.
Police that are listening or whatever, hey, give me a call. Do you know what I mean? I'd love to do it, because I did help. I was pretty accurate in a couple missing people or cold cases or where is this person in Minnesota, to the point that the family said, where did you say, you know, my sister was? And I said, da-da-da-da-da. And they're like, yep, that's where they found her. And I'm like, yeah. I even found a missing person up in Lake Champlain, up in New York and Vermont. And I was in Montana, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Or I was in California.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I even drew out the thing and da-da-da-da. That person told, I believe she told the police department or the search thing, because they were looking completely 180 the wrong way.
Right.
They thought the person floated over that way because it was under a frozen lake. The lake was frozen. And so yeah. I was like, no, they're 180. It's over here. He's stuck under a tree, blah, 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 blah. I even drew a map for her. I said, here is exactly where he is. And then she wrote back later and said, yep, that's exactly where he was. But yeah. Again, I didn't get the acknowledgement. I didn't get, you know, here, yeah. let's work with you, Debbie. You seem yeah. to do, you know what you're doing. It's like,
it's a fine line that skilled individuals walk, but I could add a twist to that too. So I know I know one very famous psychic who is a treasure hunter, and she knows exactly from looking at a map where buried treasure can be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, wow. Well, here's the thing. You might know where the buried treasure is, but if it's on private property, oh, well, if it's 1 foot away from you where you technically can't touch that private property, then, yeah. of course, in that particular case, what's the good of being a really great psychic who knows where to find very interesting treasure and all that sort of thing, too? So it's just very interesting, especially when you get into those types of aspects.
Right.
Of people's private property, can't go on there, can't touch it, have to have a reason for it. Then we're going to dig it up, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah. And I'm just thinking a little bit here about the DNA or the lineage of which you have followed from your relatives' past. It's interesting to see that some of this has gotten into you. And it's also mm-hmm. interesting to see that has also gotten into some of your children, you know,
right.
and what exactly are their gifts? Are they the same? Are they different? You know, it's very
fascinating. Because they're not focusing on it. They're not working on it.
Right.
But my son would have dreams, or he would be like, so-and-so is passed or whatever. You know, it's like he does mediumship through his dreams, you know, people, you know, grandpa or, you know, opa came or oma came or someone came, you know, in the dreams. And then it's funny because like the next day we'll get signs or symbols. Do you know what I mean? And it's funny how my son will say, you know, opa came and I was communicating with him. And then my daughter will say, I had a dream of grandpa last night, you know, a different grandpa last night. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, okay, same night. They'll tell me the yeah. same night, you know, mm-hmm. kind of thing. But they'll have a gut feeling. Like, I feel like my daughter is pretty empathic.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she was looking for houses, mm-hmm. the house could be remodeled and da-da-da-da, but she'd walk in there and come out and get sick. And her yeah. husband would be like, what's the matter? And she's like, I get it that it's remodeled, but the vibration of this house is not good. Mm-hmm. There was she has the intuitive of that, I think, more for herself than even other people. And I just don't think she's allowing herself to do it for other people. And I wish I was more accurate for myself like she is. But they were looking for the house. And then she walked into a home and she said, this is the house. This is going to be our house. So they put a bid on it and they gave it to somebody else. And she's like, God, Mom, I really thought this was going to be my house, you know? So they looked around at other places and they drove past the house again and they saw a for sale sign up again. And they're like, what? And then, so they called up the realtor and they're like, yeah, the people couldn't make it. Da, 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 da. They're like, we made a bid and it was her house. So that's what I mean. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I walked into a house once and I was no more than 5 feet into it. And I said, yeah, we'll take it. And I don't know why that came out of my mouth. It was just the weirdest thing that had happened to me too. And we were fine. We were there for 8-10 years. Although during those earlier days of me, I did a lot of haunted home or haunted bed and breakfast hunting or searching.
Yeah.
And I brought home
ghost
a lot
hunting,
of stuff. Yeah. Yep. And I brought home a lot of stuff with me. And then I started to learn over time, believe me, learn over time that, you know, these things can actually attach and come home with you and that sort of thing. So my next question to you would be, so you're young, you're having these experiences. When you're in school, I don't know, elementary, middle school, maybe junior or high school, did you ever have abilities of meeting your classmates and knowing that something terrible was going to
happen? Oh, yeah. I always knew what was going on. Because I would say sometimes, you know, like people would be picking on somebody or something, and I'd be like, don't pick on them. They're having a, you know, bad home life. Or I'd kind of spell it out like, oh, you know, their dad's an alcoholic or, da, 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 you know, or he's hungry. He hasn't eaten for I don't know how many days. My thing was, I would say things to like the nuns, and they did not like it. Cause I would say things to the nuns like, oh, well, you were, you know, maybe drinking a little bit more wine the other night before, you know, and you weren't supposed to be drinking or, you know, something like that. And they'd be like mad at me and get hit with a ruler, like, you don't know what you're talking about, you know, that kind of thing. Or, yeah, I would be like, yeah, you just gave her a bad grade because you don't like her, you know, blah, you know, the words that come out of babes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would be like, okay, we do not like you, you know, we're going to go after you, that kind of thing. So, because I was living in a kind of an abusive home also, which also helped me obviously with my psychic abilities, because I didn't know what mood my dad was going to be in. And I would walk up to the door, literally walk up to our front door, and I'd stand and go, okay, what mood is my dad in today? I could vibrationally feel if I needed to run into my room and hide, or that I could come in and be happy and jolly. Do you know what I mean? And obviously that helped me with my intuition. So with that kind of going on in the home life, then having, you know, world predictions going on at the same time, and then, you know, the nuns going after you, it's like, okay, where do I go from here? But and so that's why I think a lot of times I hid from my abilities. My friends knew that I had my abilities, but I didn't really do it for the world until my 50s. Okay. But I had a near death experience, and spirit said to me, you came to the world to help people find their spiritual truth. At the time I was like, what the frick does that mean?
I know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Could you give me a little more? And they're like, no, it's okay. But they kind of gave me a choice of, you either pass, or if you stay, you need to do, you know, you need to help people find their spiritual truth. I'm married to, I was in a very, very small town at that time, very religious town. The nearest town city was an hour and a half away.
Mm-hmm.
And that was even a small town. Do you know what I'm saying? We had 15 miles away, a little, you know, gas station, bar, you know, that kind of thing. But it was very, very religious town. I mean, I had people chasing me down, saying, I don't believe in your abilities and all that kind of stuff. My husband is an atheist. He doesn't, but he supports me massively with this, you know. So he's the science. I'm the right brain. He's the left brain kind of thing. So, and so I kind of hid from it. Do you know what I mean? I wasn't going to be acknowledged. Again, that's that acknowledgement that I wasn't going to get. But then when I had my near death, they were like, too bad. And they literally told me, at the time, spirit said, I was living in Montana then, and they said, you need to go to Oregon and go and do the body, mind, and spirit show. And I'm like, I can't speak English that well, the way it is, even though I was born in New Zealand, my parents were from Holland. So they spoke Dutch all the time, and I had dyslexia. I have this psychic ability. So my English is never the best. Okay. I can't read words sometimes, and because of I can't read it. So when spirit said to me, you need to go to Oregon and do a speech, and then you need to put a booth up and do readings, I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? And they're like, you need to go. And I'm like, so then I did the turnaround. I go, okay, fine, I'll prove it to you that I'm not good at this, you know. So then I went to a lecture room. They gave me the biggest room. I'm like, no, give me the smallest room. I don't want the biggest room.
Yeah.
So spirit gave me the biggest room. I stood up. I told them about my near-death experience, and I gave everybody a free one-question reading. When I do readings, I don't read the room. I literally go up to the person and go, okay, what's your question? And most people are like,
right, exactly.
Because they're not used to that. Usually someone will say, there's a grandma in the room. Well, everybody has a grandma that's passed. You know what I'm saying? But I'll literally go up to the person and they're like, you know. And so I did the thing, and not to be ragged, I got a standing ovation. I walked out of the room and I had a line going to my thing. And Spirit basically said, see, told ya. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, okay, I guess this is what I'm supposed to do. So
when you have, when you're able, and I ask this of many psychics, by the way, sometimes, and like for myself, sometimes I get flashes of images that just, but they flash very quickly. So, you know, sometimes I just ignore them or whatever. What comes to you? Do you hear voices in your head? Do you see images and visual surroundings of something? Some people see colors. Some people see scenes, and then they have to interpret what they're seeing. So psychics see things differently depending what they're getting. What's your primary thing that comes to you?
Okay, so if I said my number one thing is knowing. I just have a knowing. Okay, it just comes through me, and it's like, and people will go, nope, nope. And I'll say, now I used to try to fight it. Now I just go, okay, whatever. And also they show it to me in pictures. Mm-hmm. I also argue with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll be like, no, and people are like, what is she doing? And I'll be like, just one second. Mm-hmm. And Spirit is pretty good with me. I always say Spirit's good. I'm just a conduit. I'm just the connection in between. It's like, kind of don't shoot the messenger, do you know what I mean? Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So then a lot of times Spirit can be really good with dates for me. So they'll be like, okay, at the end of this summer or the springtime or such and such a time, you know, this is going to happen or that's going to happen. And then I'll argue with them and I'll be like, well, you said this. And they'll say, no, I did. Like, here's an example. Like, I was talking to a lady and she said, is it okay for me to say, go to Africa? I'm going on this trip again. I'm going to Africa and I'm going on, and I'll say, what dates are you going? And so then I'll look at a calendar because I'm a visual, I'm a photo psychic. So a photo psychic is I look at a photo and I can read a photo from the 1800s, 1600s, wherever the photo is, probably even future photos. Okay. So you can show me a house and I'll say, oh, you got this and this and this in the house, or this, someone got murdered there or whatever. So I'm really good with photos. So I'll look at the date and then I'll say, oh, you know, yeah, you're good to go. So then the woman goes, oh, well, okay, me and my husband, it's good for it. And I went, wait a minute. You didn't say you asked about your husband, because Spirit's saying that's a different story. Do you know what I mean? So because before when I was starting out, I'd be like, oh, okay. So now I know I have to ask, is it okay for her and him, or her and him and the kids? I have to be more precise on the question because they can be very, you know what I mean? Yep. They'll be like, and she'll be like, what? And I'll say, yeah, I need to double check your husband. What's his birthday? Let me see if it's good for him, just as it's good for you. Mm-hmm. So I kind of get it in that information of that nine of a yes or a no. They'll show it to me in videos. They'll show it to me in a knowing. Sometimes I'll hear a talk. Do you know what I mean? I'll hear a talk. Because like what you were saying before, Kelly, like I went to a family gathering. It was like an Easter party. And this one woman, she was not playing with Spirit too good. And so I came home, and one of the spirits that I don't feel like they latch to us, I feel like that we give them permission to stay with us. Okay. So that spirit was like, came with me to my apartment at the time. This is another apartment. And he was standing there in my room, and I'm like, you need to go. Do you know what I mean? He's like, but I like your light better. Her light is not as bright. And I said, well, I'm sorry, honey, but you need to go. And he's like, I'm not going. And I said, oh yeah, you're going, because I can demand and command what I have around me. That I know for sure, because I have more power over you. And he's like, no, you don't. So then I'm not an over-religious person. I just believe in spirituality. But I started going, our Father who art in heaven. He's like, I don't like that. And I go, exactly, because I'm telling you to go. Okay. So, you know, and I will get that a lot of times. I will hear them. Like that person, that spirit coming in, I'm hearing them. And I also was seeing them, but I was hearing him. So there's sometimes I hear it, sometimes I have a knowing, but the most majority is the knowing and seeing it in the picture. Mm-hmm. That was a long explanation. Sorry.
Can you visually see apparitions hanging about
all the time?
Okay. So tell us a little bit about what.
Well, I do like. Ghost hunting. I have a beautiful friend, Diane, that I'm in Minnesota. She lives in Minnesota, and I'll go to Minnesota and we'll do ghost hunting there. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's funny because, I will see them. I will hear them. They will connect with me. And a lot of times, because like I said, I just feel like they're just lost people. Do you know what I mean? I don't believe in this like dark entity, da, 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 probably because I won't allow it around me anyways, but, they will communicate with me and I'll be like, oh, sweetie, you know, I'll talk to them like that. I talk to them like a grandma. Oh, sweetie, what's the matter? What is it that you're wanting to know? Da, 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 da. So it's funny because we did a ghost hunting down in Iowa, and there was little kids there. And the person that owned the house was like, really? There's kids in here? Because it was an adult. It was used to be used as an adult nursing home where it was older people. And I was like, no, there's little kids in here. And I would, you know, my spirit balls and things like that. And I would communicate with them and they're laughing and they're having a good time and we see them and communicate with them. But the first time that I saw them all my life, but I had a place where I was renting out a room. This was when I was in my 20s. I'm a gypsy. I've been all over the place. If you're like, oh, didn't she say she lived in Minnesota, now Washington, now Oregon, now, you know, I've been all over the place. I've probably moved 100 times.
Yeah.
And I'll be moving again. I was staying in a place that lady was a widow, and I was renting out her room, and I had a spirit come into me and it was talking to me and he's saying, what are you doing in this room? And who's your name? And I said, my name is Debbie. And he's like, no, you know, you're not supposed to be in this room. You're not Debbie. And I'm like, well, the last time I saw, I thought it was Debbie. You know what right. I mean? He's like, no, you're not Debbie. And I'm like, no, I'm Debbie. And I literally saw him. I saw his comb over. I saw his, what he was wearing. I didn't see his feet, but I saw it didn't frighten me. I was sleeping. I woke up. I saw him there. He's having this communication with me again, arguing with him. Cause he was saying, what are you doing here? And who do you think you are? And I'm like, I'm Debbie. And he's like, no, you're not. And he was kind of arguing with me and he's like, okay, whatever, you know, and then he disappeared and I went back to sleep. Mm-hmm. Then I went to the owner and I said, then it dawned on me. And I said, oh, you know what? I think I saw your husband that passed away. And she's like, what? And I said, yeah, he was arguing with me saying, I'm not Debbie. I kept on saying, I'm Debbie. And he said, no, you're not Debbie. Turned out the room that I was renting was their daughter Debbie's room.
Oh, interesting.
So he was wondering why people were calling me Debbie and I'm sleeping in Debbie's room, which was right. His daughter. Do you know what I mean?
Debbie.
So that kind of thing. Yeah.
That's interesting. But when you saw him though, did he seem to appear? Because everyone has different experiences, translucent enough to see and pick up the detail? Did he seem pretty solid and real to you when, you know, because when you're seeing this stuff?
Yeah, he was kind of in between. I was like, kind of like what my hair is kind of doing here, you know, it's like, it's a little, it's like solid, but glitching. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it was like he was glitching.
Yeah.
And like I said, I didn't see below his knees.
Yeah,
but I definitely saw his comb over, to the point that the lady that lives in the house was testing me. She's like, okay, well, see if you've saw my husband. And
right.
She took a book out and she's like, oh, it's him, right? And I'm like, no, not even close, you know? And it's like him. And I'm like, no, that person has hair. He didn't have hair. He had a comb over, you know? So I was like, no, it's that. And she's like, yeah, you saw my husband.
Oh, interesting.
I've had it other times where I've seen, I was talking to a person and it was a friend of ours, husband passed away, another husband that passed away, and he presented himself on the wall.
Oh.
So it looked like to me, like a painting, like someone painted him on the wall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wearing his favorite shirt, da, 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 da. So sometimes I see him in different, I see him in speckles. Sometimes I see him solid. Sometimes I see him in like they present, I feel like it's the way they want to present themselves to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's the way they want to present themselves. Usually kids will, they don't care. They're just like, here I am. And I'm like, oh, look at that, you know, or indigenous people. I see a lot of Indian or indigenous people that live on the land. I notice that people that are from like the early 1900s or 1800s, they present themselves pretty solid to me. Okay. So that's why I was saying to Diane, I'm like, I want to go to Gettysburg. I probably see a lot of soldiers. You know what I mean? Talking to a lot of soldiers and stuff, probably see them more solid because it's in the 1800s. It's kind of funny because it's like people that are newer at passing away,
right,
they're less dense than the ones that have passed away further. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're saying that they're a little bit more solid looking the older they are versus the ones that are more new might be more translucent or you have a shade to them. Do they ever glow in front of you at all? Do you ever see them glow?
Well, I do see like orbs and glowing and, you know, I was at the Palmer House.
Yeah.
And I was down in the stairs. This was the first time I was there.
Oh.
And I was downstairs. I even have film on it. I think it's on my YouTube channel. And my friend, they called me Aunt Dee Dee. And I'm standing there and she's like, oh my God, Aunt Dee Dee, you got orbs all over you. She goes, there's tons of them. And I said, okay, well, let's start videotaping, you know, on our phone. And I started asking them questions and you see these orbs coming to me, vroom, vroom, just like fireworks. Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, it was a lot. They were just like, boom, boom, boom. And I had that also at the Wabasha Caves.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I have a video on that too. I said, can you please come by my third eye? If you're a spirit that wants to communicate with me and you see this big orb going right by my third eye and connecting that way. So yeah, I feel like it's the way they want to present themselves to me.
What kind of messages do they want to give you all the time? Do they want to tell you their story or do they want to just let them be acknowledged that you actually can see them, or does it vary?
It varies. Sometimes they will, they're happy because someone's finally acknowledging them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That I can see them or I can communicate with them. Usually because they're in the space. I call it the is space. When I had my near death, they put me in the space of where there's no judgment or, you know, there's no left or right, up and down, wrong or right, positive or negative. Yep. So they're in the space of no judgment, but they're in the space of, oh, you can connect with me. Usually they will have a message. Like at the Palmer House, you know, they have like the ghost hunting things. And then there's a bunch of people down there.
Yep.
And this, it's funny because one of the spirits from the Palmer House, it was through the fire. It was like, it told me and a bunch of us girls to forewarn Kelly that she's going to have a fire in her kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So Mr. Palmer came through and I have that on video too. It's like, he was blinking the lights, like, oh, warn Kelly about the fire. And then she cleaned out and there was a lot of grease. There would have been a major grease fire. So sometimes it's a forewarning. Sometimes it's just telling the people that we love it, that you are taking care of our home. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it could be that I need to give someone else a message that they understand that they went through. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's usually something like that, or usually it's an acknowledgement that where they're finally getting acknowledged. We were at the, in Stillwater, I can't even remember. It's a bed and breakfast place up there, up in Stillwater. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody else has done ghost hunting there. And I had a spirit ball and some K2s mm-hmm. there. And the lady, Mrs. Schmidt, talked to us, me and Diane, for 3 hours. I literally had to say to the spirit, we got to go to bed.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you later. I mean, she was just like communicating with us. So sometimes we get that where it's just really good communication. And I said, oh, you're happy because someone finally is acknowledging you and that you did a lot of the work and the men got the accolade for this. And she's like, yes, blanking. And so it's a lot of it is a acknowledgement that we see that you're there and that a lot of times they're protecting the people or they're just wanting to, why isn't the people getting our signs and symbols? And you are, but they're not, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe or do you feel that spirits, no matter what country they live in, because the one in France seemed a little bit more hesitant when I was trying to speak in English to it until I spoke a little French. And then the one, though, in the Netherlands, though, it seemed to understand what I was saying. What are your, what's your take on that?
Well, the one that, because you were saying that you were you met a spirit in Switzerland, but it was wanting to speak French, right?
Yeah, when I'd say parlez-vous français, then I'll suddenly be hitting.
Well, that one is from a world war, mm-hmm. and it didn't know if it could trust you if you were on the like German. Mm-hmm. So that's why it was being hesitant of talking to you.
Yeah,
because and then once you said the French, it's like, oh, okay, maybe I can trust this person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The one in Holland was, it was like, it knew that it could trust you. And they speak a lot of English there. So, but I mean, they do too in France, but in Switzerland, but I feel like the spirit that you connected to in Switzerland was from the war and was wondering if it could trust you or not. That's where that was coming from. Well, but do they understand us and can they connect to us? Yes.
And of course, the other thing is, can they follow you? Because my husband has a German background, and it just so happens that we were in Belgium at the Henry Chapelle American Cemetery visiting his great uncle. And so he had a little conversation with him, but I was in the cemetery with 9,000 deceased bodies from the war, what you just brought up. And it might have taken that long, but that K2 was so active though in Switzerland. It was only a day or two, or maybe after we had been in that cemetery. But it's interesting you brought up the German factor, because my husband had to talk German. And we weren't on a tour. We were kind of on our own in the backcountry. In other words, you know, you never know what you're going to get. Some people know the language. So he spoke German, actually, not most of the time, but some of the time while we were there, I was lying next to in bed a German, you know, person. So that's interesting that you picked that up. I'm quite surprised. Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that, you know, when you're in a country, if they don't understand English or they've never learned English.
No, I feel like they'll connect with you no matter what.
What?
Especially if they wanting to get acknowledged.
Yeah.
Especially if, and I feel like they won't come to you, or I wouldn't see them, or you wouldn't see them if they didn't want to be acknowledged in some way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because
mm-hmm. People will kind of say to me, like with the ghost hunting, they'll be like, oh, well, they'll scratch me or did it. I'm like, if you watch some of these shows, they're asking to be touched. They're asking to be scratched. They're asking to da-da-da. And then they get mad at them because they scratched them. It's like, come on, people, you ask the spirit to, you can touch me. You can do whatever you want with me. And then they do. And then they're like, oh, you're evil. It's like, no, that's not being nice to the spirit. So I feel like majority, I would say 99% of spirit are going to treat you with dignity and respect. They're just wanting your acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. And if it's a push, or if it's maybe it is a tap, or maybe it is a little bit of a scratch, it's just going, yes, I'm here. I want you to see me. I want you to communicate with me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it might be that it's a newer spirit, and it's like spirit will find its way to send a message to a loved one. Yeah. Like I did a reading. This was a long time ago. This was a while ago. And I was doing a reading for someone. And I said, did someone just drown? And she's like, and I go, and I think they just drowned. Mm. They just drowned. Did you know someone that just drowned? She's like, no. I'm like, you know, so I'm like, okay, whatever. So I just kept on going with her reading and did like, sorry, you sure you don't know someone that drowned? And she's like, oh, I get it. My sister's in a funeral right now, and the boy drowned.
Oh.
And I said, well, the spirit knows that you're talking to me. So he's saying, talk to the mom. She's like, I don't know the mom. I go, yeah, but you know your sister.
Right.
So you need to go to your sister and say that the boy came to me and said he's fine. And then I gave her some messages and da-da-da-da. So like I said, spirit will do, if it's wanting to connect to you, if you're going to connect to a beautiful spirit, it's going to find any way it can to connect to you to get the messages out, even if it's just an acknowledgement for them or acknowledgement to for someone else. And it could even be from the 1800s. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, I had, I can't remember. Debbie and I met at a conference in Minnesota about a year or so ago, and I had given a presentation there. And I don't know if you watched it, but I did show a picture of the what I believe to be my great grandfather and my great aunt that showed themselves in a screened window on the their property. You know, and so when you say that, it's kind of interesting because the minute that happened to me, I became telepathic, or I had always been telepathic, but they were sharing a message with me that my genealogy was wrong with the little girl, and they were right. And so I all of a sudden thought, oh my God, I can talk to spirits and all that, but you never know. And here's my next question to you.
Just one second. I want to tell you something. This is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because we have a cabin up in Montana that we're renting out. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And my mom and my stepdad, who was a knife maker, and he was a mountain man. He would do, he would shoot the deer and do the tethering and lay to the point he was even in the movie Dancing with Wolves.
Oh,
so he had a leather outfit, the whole thing, the raccoon hat, but you know, buffalo skin jacket, whatever. And, so my renters took a picture of the cabin because it's a really cute cabin. It's in a lot of pictures. It's out in the middle. Like I said, it's out in the middle of nowhere. Excuse me. And she took a picture and she put it on Facebook and people are like, who's that standing in the window? And she's like, what? And she goes, what? And they're like, who's that guy standing in the window? And I looked at it and it looked exactly, it was my stepdad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was like, and he was in his, all his garb. He was in his hat. He was in his, you know, da, 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 da. And it's so funny that you were saying that you saw that in the window. And it's like, yeah, it went through the whole town because it's a small town. Everybody's like, oh my God, it really looks like him and da, 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 you know? So like I said, they will present themselves any way they can.
How do you know when you're conversing with someone who's, I'm going to use kind of like the real deal versus a trickster who's trying to break down your vulnerabilities?
Well, because spirit has told me when I had my near death that we can command and demand what comes around us and what comes through us.
Okay.
And I do a spiritual exercise where I say, I only allow the highest vibration to come through me and around me. Anything of a lower vibration, I demand and command, it leaves now. And I do that before I will know if it's a trickster. My abilities are good enough for that, where it's like, I'll even say to the spirit, I'll be like, what, like the one that followed me and said, oh, I like your energy. I'm like, sorry, dear. I'm not the one that's supposed to, you need to go back to her and, you know, or go somewhere else, but you're not allowed here. So I will feel it. I will sense it. It's almost like I smell it, taste it. You know, my senses will be like, no. Do you know what I mean? It's like, no. And like when we do ghost hunting, I usually am not afraid of any ghost hunting. I won't do sale asylums or massive prisons because I get too much energy. I'd be like, okay, get in line. You know what I mean? Because I would have so many people trying to connect to me. But I've only had it once. And that was the one down in Iowa where I was like, I'm not going up there because, you know, I didn't want, because the people that were ghost hunting there before was doing that, you know, not being nice to the spirits. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Berating them and
provoking them.
And I was like, no, that's the reason why they're feeling this negativity there or this lower vibration is because nobody's treating them with dignity, respect. But then when we did the dignity, respect, and that's when we got all the kids and that's when, you know, we had a lot of confirmation. So I feel it, I sense it, I can taste it. And I usually don't have any tricksters. Like I said, I've probably maybe had two or three try, see if I'm the real deal. And I think they're testing me too, to see, am I going to harm them in a spiritual way? Do you know what I mean? People are going to say, you can't harm them, Debbie. I get it. But energetically, do you know what I mean? Am I going to be like, oh, you know, you're lower vibration. I'm not going to talk to you, you know, but I'm going to put a spell on you or da, 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 da. So they could be testing us too, to see if we're of a good spirit or not either. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's how I feel like, you know, you just know. If you're very attuned, you know.
Yeah.
You can demand a command. It's like, there's times where there will be spirits, like a younger child, and I'll be like, if you want to come with, sure. I have grandkids, come and play with them. Like I'll go visit my daughter in Minnesota, and her lights will always go off, and she'll go, you know, Mom, they only do that when you're here. Yeah. When you leave, they don't blink anymore. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, spirit's following me along or whatever. And like I said, I don't look at them that way. I don't look at them as a trickster. I don't look at them. I feel like that they are wanting some kind of acknowledgement. They're wanting some kind of, here I am. And are you going to treat me with respect and honor? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it goes both ways.
I always have some kind of experience. And I know you do because you're very immersed in this. So
it might be the spirits in fear. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you're feeling the fear, it might not be because there's something to be fearful of.
Right.
It could be they're in fear also, or they were in fear when they passed. It could have been someone's chasing after them, or they murdered them, or they, whatever. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You might be feeling the spirit's fear, and where people are like, oh, I'm fearful. It's like, well, let's figure this out. Is it the spirit? Is it there's something to be fearful of? Or are you feeling the vibration of what this, because like, when I find missing people, I'll be like, oh, they were, you know, they were feeling this when they passed, or I sense this when they were passing. So I can feel their feelings and emotions of what they went through. Do you know what I mean? Or like they're tired, or they were happy, or like I just helped someone find a missing father, and I kept on seeing them sitting next to a tree and slumped over. They kept on seeing him sitting in a tree, slumped over in the bushes. And I'm like, I don't know if he was really tired or if he's sick or whatever, but I just keep on feeling him like this. Well, he had a heart attack and he slumped over, you know, he had a heart attack against the tree. So I was feeling that, do you know what I mean? There wasn't something that, like I could be like, oh, I feel tired. I feel droggy, da, 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 da. Well, a lot of times it's not my feeling. It's a lot of times it's the spirit. Or the people that you're around, you know, so you got to kind of question things a little bit more.
Have you ever been in a situation that has scared you so much that you even began to question whether or not you even wanted to do this anymore?
No.
No?
Never. Because even if I was in a space like that, it's almost like I have to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have to. Mm-hmm. So I say to people, if I won a lot of money, you know, I would still be doing even my friend Diane is like, really, Debbie, if you won the lotto or something, would you? I said, oh, yeah. Then we'd be going to Ireland. We'd be going to Scotland. We'd be going to all these other places.
Going everywhere. Yeah.
I have that pull. I have to do it kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I feel that, again, I feel like we can command and demand where we're going to go ghost hunting or where we're going to get pulled to. Or, you know, the spirit of the thing. So I've never been in a fearful place. Maybe having the near death and it's like, okay, that's a peaceful place. And it's not as bad as everybody says. If anything, it's really, really nice. You know what I mean? To the point I've said to people, you know, it'd be kind of good to be gone right now. And they're like, you can't say that. And I'm like, well, if you saw what's on the other side, you'd probably be like saying the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that I've never been scared because I have to question it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or like I said, like when you did that building and I was like, no, I'm not going up there because of the vibration of not just the spirit. I feel like it was because of the walls and what everybody was doing up there.
Right.
So I was feeling that energy too. So,
right.
But I've never had it where it's like, no, I would never do this. No, if anything, I want to do it more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I would like you to tell people how they can reach out to you, where they can find you and get a hold of you, especially and direct them, of course, to a page where you have your rates and stuff like that to have a reading done or something specific done.
They can get a hold of me at psychicdebbie.com. I have a YouTube channel also that's psychicdebbie.com. I go live every Tuesday. I do world predictions. I tell you kind of what's coming up in the next week.
What time is that?
That's at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Like I said, on Tuesday nights. Got a lot of people that are in the chat and they're making friends, and I think it's great. You know what I mean? Friends have met friends through the chat and everything. I also have a podcast that's on Spotify. That's Psychic Debbie Spiritual Knowledge. Facebook, Psychic Debbie Griggs. So, yeah.
Debbie, on behalf of the program and myself, thank you so much for being
Thank you so much.